This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I ended up not getting lemonade.
What? Did you go with an Arnold Palmer, or did you just throw some whiskey or bourbon into the lemonade?
I ended up getting a cup of Chardonnay.
Are you back to the boxes?
No, I don't have any wine.
No?
No, so I had to pour myself some of my wife's Chardonnay. I don't drink white wine. What do I look like, a lady?
I don't know. I don't drink wine, so I... Hey, there's no sex to my wine, friend. Unless it's after a few glasses.
I was going to say. No, I was going to get some lemonade, but I don't want that lemonade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm parched. I was like, lemonade's going to make me thirstier. I'm going to get water instead. But I don't like to drink water. And so I saw the bottle of wine, and I was like, I'm just going to drink some of your Chardonnay, babe. And she didn't care. She's very excited that I'm not kicking her out of the room, like, every night so I can...
Hey, honey.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, whatever.
Every time the door opens, now it's like, we're reunited. How are ya? Hey.
Yeah.
See, I'm just the opposite. I would love to go upstairs and just watch TV upstairs, and then maybe. No. But yeah, I get it. As soon as somebody's like, you know what you have to do, go upstairs and watch TV, and it's like, oh, you son of a bee.
Yep. She's watching Breaking Bad, of course, again.
Wow, look at her go.
Yeah. Well, she's been trying to rewatch it again, but she keeps falling asleep.
Yeah.
And so she keeps rewatching the same three episodes because she keeps falling asleep.
As long as she doesn't start buying you tidy whitey to wear around.
Oh, no.
Then we'll be okay.
Yeah. Commando, bro.
I'm just saying. All of a sudden, she's fallen in love with that Walmart. He's like, I need you and tidy whiteys. What? Get out of here.
Get out of here, woman.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I can't do that. No. We've gone beyond. I finished watching Star Trek, Nick. Star Trek Discovery.
Ooh, all right.
It's a fantastic show. It's my favorite Star Trek show.
Are we talking about this now? Or are we recording? Is this an episode?
Dude, we've been recording. After 30 years of this podcast, you still don't know that we're always recording.
Well, we were, it felt like, typical Martin Nick BS. And then all of a sudden you're like, listen, I just finished the Star Trek. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, that was a swerve. You went into conversation. You went from conversational right into like, all right, people, listen up. I have something to say.
I want to rock right now. I'm Nick Wetz, and I came to get down.
Yeah,
buddy.
So two questions to start off this Star Trek rabbit hole that you want to take me down.
Wait, before we say that, there will be no spoilers.
Darn it.
Oh, you have a spoiler question.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What I need to know is two questions. What I need to know is, was it worth paying CBS All Access for 3 months or 4 months or whatever? Did you watch anything on CBS All Access other than that show? And if I was to do CBS All Access, could I power through the entire season and be done with it, cancel it real quick, just like a lot of people do with Hulu?
All right, I'm going to answer your second question first.
Okay.
You could definitely watch the whole thing. In the month that you would get if you signed up.
Okay.
Because you get a free trial, right? I think it's a 30-day free trial.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And even if you, want to pay, it's only $5.99.
I'm not disputing the price point. The price point's good, but did you watch anything in those 3 months that you had it? Did you watch anything but Star Trek? Is there anything on that app? Because they don't have everything. I've heard from other people that it's like, oh, at least I can go back and watch, even if you, why the hell would you ever want to? Oh, I can go back and watch CSI seasons. Oh, wait, not all of those are on there. Oh, wait, not all of Everybody Loves whatever CBS shows there are. Everybody Loves Raymond. Why aren't those on there? It's like a lot of people are like, God, they don't even have all their own stuff on there.
Well, the reason they don't have all their own stuff is because they don't make their own stuff.
Yeah, but still, when it's called CBS All Access, you would sort of expect a lot of CBS programming on
it. Sure. So
I would think
you could definitely power through. It's 13 episodes, I believe, maybe 14. We'll say 13.
Sure.
You could definitely power through in a month. I mean, dude, like when the Netflix show comes out, like we all watch them in a weekend.
You're talking to the guy who's still on episode 3 of Punisher, but yeah, go on.
Oh God, Punisher! I can't finish it, dude.
Yeah, you just proved my point.
I tried again last weekend. I was on episode 6, and I was like, okay, I'm going to finish this. Guess who didn't finish this? Yeah, anyways.
There's enough PTSD talk in it. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So you can definitely power through. Now, is it worth it?
Okay.
So when I say I want to talk about Star Trek Discovery, what I really want to say is why I canceled CBS All Access.
Ooh, okay, this is even better.
So the show's fantastic. I have no regrets spending $5.99 for 3 or 4 months, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have regrets. I think it was worth it. Cause like if I go and buy a season, like it's gonna cost me, you know, $30.
Yeah.
Right? So no regrets.
Sure.
Except for the last episode, which I'm sure some people will really love the way it ends.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a terrible end.
Mm. Does Jerry Ryan come in?
Jerry Ryan does not come in. And that's why it was
remember
terrible.
Remember me? I used to be cute. Remember me? Wink, wink.
Wait, is she not cute anymore?
No, I'm just... No, she absolutely is. She is a deer and a doll. But who the hell knows?
What was her name? Six from Battlestar Galactica?
Mm-hmm.
She's still smoking hot, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so is Starbuck? What?
Oh, Starbuck looks even better now. Yeah, she's on The Flash.
Well, she used to be on Longmire. Yeah, now she's on The Flash.
Yeah, well, she's still on Longmire. I think they'll do it one more season.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, because Netflix bought the show, and so it's a Netflix original now.
Good.
And they're doing one more season. But yeah, she's on The Flash. She's Eminent Black, and she is fantastic when she shows up.
For sure.
But, so I was a little disappointed. There's a nod to Star Trek fans in the last episode.
Okay, good.
That's a callback to the original series and TNG.
Mm.
And I was like, you just ruined it for me, guys. I don't want that. I wanted this other thing. Anyways, so I watched the last episode.
Still, by the way, before you go scrolling off into Star Trek world, you still never told me, did you watch anything else on CBS on
Monday? Oh, good point.
Or All Access?
The short answer to that is no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
The only thing I watched was Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah, Martin Ferretti's not going to binge watch Young Sheldon, I'm guessing.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I even thought about, like, telling Zoe about the app, because Zoe has this very odd fascination with the Hawaii Five-O remake that's on CBS.
Yeah, it's so weird. There's so many hot guys with their shirt off. I don't even get that fascination, why she would enjoy watching that show.
Dude,
set in Hawaii.
You shut your mouth. She's 7.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's Hawaii's cool, dude. Come on.
No,
she's 7 years old. Let her enjoy it.
She actually really likes the stories. It's very weird. She dictates whole plot points to me.
Hey, there's plenty of people that love CSI, too.
Sure. And Law and Order.
Yeah. Go enjoy it.
So I thought about telling her so she could watch Hawaii Five-O if she's tired of YouTube or whatever. but I mean, like Hawaii Five-O is on Netflix, so she can just watch those. You know. So
did you ever sit down with the Jack Lord Hawaii Five-O and like, let's watch the real Hawaii Five-O?
Oh god, that, dude, it's been so long.
So dated.
Yeah, it's been so long. No, but I did tell her. I played a clip. I think I found a clip on YouTube and I played it. Oh, I played the intro. That's what it was. Because when she was watching it on Netflix, I was singing along to the theme song. And she's like, how do you know this if you've never seen it? And I was like, Zoe, this show is like 40 years old.
Yep.
At least. Maybe more. When was that? That was in the 70s, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Oh, God. So, so I didn't tell her about it. So all I watched on CBS All Access was Star Trek Discovery. I try to flip through some of the things, and I was like, I don't care about any of these shows. These are all, like, old people shows.
Yeah, these are all horrible.
Yeah, like, I don't care about any of this stuff. And I think they've got Twilight Zone on
there. It's America's most watched network.
I'm sure it is.
Isn't that their tagline?
Sure.
I think it is.
I mean, I guess. I thought YouTube was, but whatever.
Don't play all uppity with me. You purchased the damn app. I did.
So,
if you say so. It's like, I'm not a...
Well, and they make it so easy for me to just watch Star Trek, because as soon as I open the app, like, it's right there front and center at the top. So I don't even have, like, a need to scroll anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just push the button and go.
So it's almost like CBS going, we know why you bought this dumb content.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Now, does CBS All Access give you any access to, like, sporting shows? Remember you were going to look into that for me?
Nope.
Oh, God. Nope. See, that's a strike against it right there. Yeah. College basketball? Sign me up, my friend.
Nope, no sports. No sport.
Really weird. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can get the CBS Sports app.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone and be like, but honey, it has that big brother that you love.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, no.
So all I watched was Star Trek Discovery, and the show finished last week, and I was like, okay, time to cancel, because season two is not until 2019.
Oh, that isn't too bad, so you only have to wait a year.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I get inside. Let me tell you this. I'm about to get angry.
Oh, boy.
I'm about to get angry, Nick.
Boy. Drink some of that Chardonnay first. Try to calm down.
So, you can't cancel on the app.
That's so good.
Okay, you can't cancel on the app. You go to your settings, your account, and you have all your account details, right? Like, you can upgrade, because you can do the paid plan is $5.99, or you can do commercial free for like $7.99 or $8.99, whatever it is.
Wait, you want to increase your level of CBS All Access? Absolutely. Here's three different ways you can do it on the app itself.
Yes.
Wait. You want to cancel CBS All Access? Here's a phone number you can call, or you can go to our website. Hopefully it's not buried there. It might be, though.
You are so smart.
Oh,
because
God, I hate that.
Because below the upgrade option, you have a cancel option.
Oh.
Here's what happens when you press the cancel button. It takes you to a page that says, call 888 blah 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 blah. Or go to cbs.com/allaccess to cancel your account.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to go on the fucking website. I have your app open. Just let me cancel the damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so I can't do it on the app. So I have to get on the computer, log in on the website, go to my account, hit the cancel button. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's where things get really bad, Nick.
Mm.
Because you know me. I'm all about, you know, the open source stuff.
Yes.
Okay? There's not a single, like, paid phone home app on my computer. Okay?
Mm.
I don't do Windows. I don't have Microsoft Office. Mm-hmm. I don't use Chrome. None of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Just DuckDuckGo and Bing.
DuckDuckGo. No, not Bing. That's a Microsoft product. Just DuckDuckGo.
It's nice that you listen to me every once in a while.
Sometimes.
So you can catch those.
By the way, DuckDuckGo has their own browser now, and it's pretty good. Anyways, I use Firefox.
Okay, of course.
Firefox on the computer, and I'm playing around with Brave. I use Brave on my phone.
Mm, okay.
The guys that made Brave used to work at Mozilla that makes Firefox. Mm-hmm. They left and made their own browser. All right, anyways, so that's what I use. Mm-hmm. So I'm on my Firefox, I go to CBS All Access, I sign in, go to my account, hit the cancel button, and then you hit the cancel button, and nothing happens.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the F, guys?
You want to cancel? Martin Freddy, are you sure you want to cancel?
No. Give me
those login credentials for the fourth time, because I'm not sure that it's really Martin Freddy, because... You know what, guys? Martin Freddy wouldn't want to cancel CBS All Access. We all know that.
It won't even let me get to that point. It won't let me get to that point. Okay? I hit the cancel button and nothing happens.
Are you sure you weren't talking about upgrading your level of CBS All Access? Here, let's cancel what you're doing now and let's go back and try to re-up what we think you want to do, right?
You know what I should have done is hit the upgrade button and see if that worked.
Of course it does. Yeah, for sure.
So I hit cancel. Nothing happens. I was like, maybe my mouse is out of batteries. But nope, mouse is working fine.
Maybe I forgot how to actually click on a button.
So
this is weird.
So I was like, maybe it's some like, are you sure you want to cancel things? So I got to double click it. So I double click it and nothing.
Maybe it's a pop-up window that's being blocked right now for whatever reason.
Well,
this could just be me. I'll do it tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, what is this CBS All Access payment on my credit card? Damn it, I gotta do this. As they get you for another month.
Smart. We're thinking along the same lines, right?
Are you sure they're not owned by Comcast? Are you sure? Have we double-checked?
So I'm obviously a very savvy computer user. So okay, sure. I place my mouse over the cancel button. Okay. And I look in the status bar down at the bottom of my browser because it gives you the full URL. So I do it because I was like, maybe it's like a script thing, right? Like a JavaScript thing.
So CBS, it isn't you. Maybe it's me.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's me.
Yeah. Maybe it's this is on me, guys.
Maybe you guys don't know how to code a website. Maybe it's just me.
Right.
So I mouse over. I see the link. And I click, and I click, and I click, and nothing.
Could you imagine Nelson doing this?
Oh, hell no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if 8% of the people that wanted to get CBS All Access for Enterprise, even if 8%, especially like my mom, Nelson, your father, if they went through all this bullshit, even 8% of the people, I could see a lot of people. That's why, like, people hold on to HBO, because it's like, Sopranos will be back next year.
Yeah. They'd be like, it's screw like, it, whatever.
This is such a hassle.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Too much hassle. I'm doing
something wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so you think it's a JavaScript problem.
Yes, so of course, this is where I get nerdy.
By the way, Martin, you're front-loading this Star Trek chunk by leading with this information, because this is the gem in your crown. I don't even care about Star Trek at this point. I love where this
went. Oh, this is where I wanted to go. I don't want to talk about the show. So
yeah, okay.
So of course,
I love that we led with it. I'm sure it'll be in our like description, our episode description. And really, it should be CBS All Access, the pain that it has caused me. Instead, it'll be like Star Trek thoughts or something like that. People come in and like, oh wait, they hardly talked about it. Did Martin even say he liked it or didn't? He hardly talked about that dumb thing.
Alright, so this is where I get nerdy. Because, of course, when I work on websites, part of working on a site, you want to debug it, right? Make sure there's no issues. And so, most browsers have debugging tools, right? You can go into the menu and there's a developer tools thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got the web console.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Some browsers call it like the inspector. So, of course, that's where I go. I open up developer tools and I go to the web inspector and I'm watching the console events. Okay? Because I want to make sure it's not a JavaScript thing. Because if their site is broken and I can't cancel, I got to get in touch with them.
Right.
Like, pick up a phone or something. So I have the web console open and I'm clicking and I don't see any JavaScript firing. So I right click on the button and I do inspect element. And so of course it gives me the code and I'm looking through the code and I'm like, God damn it, this code blows. So, I was like, let me try it this way. So I right-click on the button again, and I do open link in new tab. This takes me to another page.
Are you sure this isn't an IT issue?
This is definitely an IT issue.
No, if this, then that.
Oh!
Where the thing is, if user presses this button, then let's have the code go back, and all it is like a circular, like, yeah, it just goes right back to the button. What's the result? It just goes right back to the button.
That's how I used to code on my calculator back in middle school and high school. You know, you write basic, right? You'd be like, 10, print hello, 20, go to 10.
We win.
So I do the right click, open link a new tab, and it opens up a new page. Okay. Now it gives me the, are you sure you want to cancel?
Oh god.
Okay. Please check this box to make sure that you acknowledge that you're canceling, and then press the cancel my subscription.
Wow, this is more hoops to jump through than are you canceling like a streaming porn service?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is crazy. Mm-hmm. This is, wow. This is for fucking CBS.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, boy. Go on.
So I checked the little box, and I pressed the cancel my subscription button, and guess what happened?
You hit cancel, and they treated it like you hit the back arrow.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yeah, that would have been good.
20
yeah.
go to 10.
They just bring you back one page. Like, I hit cancel, and it brought me back to the page of, do you want to increase your level of service? That makes no sense.
Are you sure you're sure you want to press the Are You Sure button?
Yes. Are you sure you're Martin Ferretti?
So here's what happens, Nick. Absolutely nothing.
Hey, Martin Ferretti, did you know that all of a sudden you start getting the pop-up windows? Did you know that CBS All Access streams the three most current seasons of Hawaii Five-0? It's like, oh, God, get out of here. I don't care about that.
No, so nothing happens. Jeez, nothing happens.
That's horrible.
So I go through this whole process one more time. I mouse my mouse over the cancel my subscription button. I look down on the bar. Now we have a problem, Nick. Because let me tell you what the problem is. Now it's not a link. Now it's JavaScript. Okay? And when I mouse over the button, guess what it says? It says JavaScript void. Now I don't know how much you know about this, Nick, but JavaScript void pretty much means go fuck yourself. It means I'm not doing anything.
Like, I am confused. I cannot go any further.
No, kind of. It kind of means, like, when you press this, I will do nothing.
Oh, God. So the cause, the reaction is nothing?
Correct. And the, wow, and the way
good,
that you
do... That's a good cause and effect.
The way that you do that in JavaScript is JavaScript void.
Wow. Wow, all right. That's great. So where are you at time-wise at this point?
I don't know.
How much time have you spent trying to do this?
Not very long. I mean, I've been through this process many times with other things. Like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes.
Still, that's 5 or 10 minutes of your time.
Sure. So, JavaScript void. JavaScript void. I open the inspector again. Nothing. Nothing happens. Mm. So I said, well...
You broke CBS.
So I said to myself, I broke CBS. And I'm like, I'm going to email these motherfuckers.
Oh, boy.
And cuss them out.
Yeah.
And then call the damn 800 number to cancel my account. But here's
and
the
that's
thing.
That's when they reached out and said, Martin, sorry for the hassle. Here's 2 free months of CBS All Access on us. And then you're like, well, I got it for 2 more months. No, they just pushed it back. So all of a sudden, this cause and effect loop that you're in. You're in a Star Trek episode right now.
I am.
This is a Q Star Trek episode. The dog chasing its tail.
There was a time loop episode in this season. I felt like there I was in it. So,
CBS All Access.
So obviously something's not working. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what the hell could be going on? Right? And so, like, the nerd in me wants to, like, pull up the source code and start digging through the JavaScript to see where it's failing. And I'm like, I don't have time for that.
Angela Lansbury right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You wanna expect this stuff.
Absolutely. And I'm going to murder CBS.
Yes.
So I was like, you know, I'm not wasting my time with it. So,
but you sort of want to.
But I sort of want to, but I don't. Yeah. So I'm testing this other browser, Brave. So I was like, maybe it's a problem with the browser.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do like a lot of security settings on my thing, so maybe I've got like something that's blocking it. Oh wait, no. Before that, I turned off my extensions.
Oh boy.
I turned off the DuckDuckGo extension because it blocks some scripts.
Sure.
I turned my AdBlocker extension because it blocks some scripts.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I try to do this in incognito mode, because in incognito, none of that stuff is saved, right? So there's no extensions or anything. Still the same problem. I said, all right, it's a Firefox problem. So I open up Brave. I go through this process again. Guess what happens? The same fucking thing. I can't click the button. So I think to myself, well, back in 1991, you had to use Internet Explorer, or websites just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And I says to myself, surely... In 2018, we have come a long way in programming great experiences for customers to use our products, and I don't have to pull a let me download Internet Explorer. Well, here's the problem. I'm on Linux, so I can't get Internet Explorer. I mean, I could, but it's too much hassle. So I decide instead to download Chrome. And I go to CBS All Access, and I sign in, and I click the cancel button, and it works. And I click the checkbox, and I hit cancel my subscription, and that also works. So obviously, they've got something where you have to use like Internet Explorer or Chrome, or it just doesn't work.
But how about servicing me up a little box that says, make sure you're using XYZ?
Oh yeah, that used to be a thing in 1992.
Yeah. Just give me some direction. Just help me out a little bit.
Nick, I don't want that direction. It's 2018. I want every fucking thing to just work.
Yeah, I don't want to have to be forced to go to IE, even though, guess what? There's a couple companies I used to work for. That was always IT's response.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try it in Internet Explorer?
Oh yeah, the last company I worked for was that way because they use like SQL Server.
Why am I using that?
Remember, I don't know if you remember like ActiveX controls. Remember they used to get like pop-ups like ActiveX is not on, like or like when Flash is a thing, you don't have Flash installed.
Yep.
Listen, I don't need Flash. Scary. I just need a fucking website that works.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously CBS hires some hack-ass motherfuckers to do their website who don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yep.
And either they coded it specifically for browsers, which has to be that way, because I tried two other ones that didn't work. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. So anyways.
This was a helpful story for a lot of people who can't see their CBS All Access soon.
Wait, I still got angrier.
Oh no.
I hit the checkbox that I am sure I want to cancel.
Mm-hmm,
and I hit the big bright red button, cancel my subscription.
Good.
And then guess what happens?
They served you up an episode of Magnum PI, and then your cancellation action timed out, and they're like, we got you again. Magnum PI always for us. Yeah, CBS all.
You know, if they had done that, I might not have canceled.
Mm-hmm.
No, then I get a pop-up. If you stay with us, we'll give you 30 days free access to CBS All Access.
Only 30 days.
Yeah, and then a big blue button. Yeah, that's cool. And then right below it in super tiny letters. No, yep. I want to cancel. So I about threw my mouse across the fucking room, and I hit the little tiny print that says, yes, I want to cancel. And then it wants me to fill out a survey of why I want to cancel.
Hey, Martin. How was this for you today? We good? We cool? Yeah, we're...
So, I filled out the survey because I was very angry. And when I'm angry, I fill out surveys.
Yes.
And they don't go very well.
Did you check their behind-the-scenes coding to make sure that that action didn't just all of a sudden somebody came up and picked it up and virtually just threw it into the garbage for him? Thanks for the service. Into the black unknown. Bye. It's just like, I just saw that survey.
Yeah, so I fill out the survey, and then at the end there's a comment box, and I usually don't fill out comment boxes, but I felt the need to write a comment.
This time we got a comment, guys.
Definitely chuck this one in the trash. But, listen,
your product is garbage. I hate this service. It's very frustrating. I'll see you in 2019 when season 2 comes out. Bye.
That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. It was like, well, dear Martha.
See you in a year. Bye-bye.
Now it's like, your website is garbage. I'm only subscribed for CBS All Access so I can watch Star Trek Discovery. Put some more programming on here or I might not come back in 2019.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. But I had to make sure that I put on there that it was very important to me that the motherfucking website worked.
Look, guys, I work on the web. Did you give them that talk?
No, I hate when people do.
I'm a web professional. Look, oh, this one started out so good. Let me just delete that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, CBS made me very angry, Nick. I was so mad. You have no idea how angry I was. I'm glad there was nobody in the house when this happened, or there might have been a fight.
Oh, that's so, it would just be, it'd be so much the CBS stars popping up and actually doing like animated, like gifts of like, are you sure you want to do that? I'm Hector J. Alex. I'm Scott Bakula. Are you sure you want to be? Stop it. No. Well, he is on CBS. I do like him.
I mean, am I wrong, Nick? I mean, you were customer service.
Yeah. It should be uber easy.
It should be easy. 98% of people using these things are fucking stupid.
Yeah, and if you made it easy, guess what? They might be upset right now, but they might come back because all of a sudden they discover, I actually like your product, and canceling wasn't too much of a hassle, so let me jump back on.
Yeah.
But you make it hard, guess what? The majority of people are just going to bail and never come back.
Yeah. There's a few things I got that bug me. Like, I was talking to Aaron about this the other day. I can't remember what show he was trying to watch. But we started talking about Netflix. Oh, I know what it was. It was about Star Trek. Because in the U.S., it's on CBS All Access.
Yes, but and in Europe, it's on Netflix.
In Europe, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So I was talking about the show and how good it was. And he said, like, I don't know, somehow the Netflix thing came up. And he's like, well, I've got a VPN. I'll just VPN into somewhere in Europe and watch it. Which, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah, if you like illegal stuff, if you're a naughty boy.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Nick.
If you're a naughty boy.
You can't do that, Nick.
Some people like to be naughty boys.
You can't do that. Because Netflix and Hulu block all VPNs.
There's always a will, there's always a way.
Well, there is, and I told Aaron how to do it. No.
Yeah. You could always jump on a pirate ship.
Well, I mean, you could do that.
Yeah.
Or you can, like, set up your own VPN. It's pretty simple.
Some people like to wear eye patches, Mark. I don't know if you know that.
But listen, yeah. they could go to nerdlegion.com/digitalocean and set up their own VPN server. You know.
I don't know what you just said.
Then they couldn't be blocked. Just the random computer.
I can't approve this message.
So Aaron and I talked about it a little bit. But then, you know what? It's too much hassle.
Well, that's what CBS hopes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was very upsetting. But I mean, like, you can do that on BBC. Like, you could technically VPN into the UK and get the BBC app and watch Doctor Who, like, the day it comes out for free.
You could.
Or you can be a sucker and just be like the rest of us and wait, you know, whatever the delay is, and watch it
wherever. If you're a naughty boy, you can do that.
Yeah. If you're a naughty boy.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
You know those boys. Yeah. I don't have to describe them. You know, the leather jacket wearing Turks that they are, you know, naughty boys.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go into a diner and have a milkshake. They're naughty boys.
So these companies make me very upset, Nick. I just don't understand it. I don't.
Yeah, that's a very short-sighted company.
But
and I'm sure they're going to piss off enough people that'll be like, you know what? Obviously, by the time season 2 comes out, there'll probably be a DVD of it. And I could see the majority of people after going through, if they go through what you just went through, which I'm sure they will. And even worse, if they're trying to do it on like their iPad and going through Safari, come on. Mm. Like, that's going to just frustrate like Nelson and Jana. But I bet you anything, that will be enough of a hump just to cancel it the first time that I could see a lot of people being like, I can just wait another year and just get the Blu-ray or get it somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess.
You have to make it easy. If you want them to take your product, you have to make it easy for people to cancel your product.
You know, maybe it's just my mentality, you know what I'm saying? Because I use open source stuff. I have a certain expectation of things.
No, every browser should be able to work.
Oh, that's my expectation. I expect
if
I download something or use something that it'll work every time.
Right.
And I'm okay if there's a bug,
mm-hmm.
but they'll just like stop me from doing something on purpose.
Yeah.
And that's the way it felt to me, and it just made me really angry. So I we'll see if I come back.
Yeah, hopefully in a year you'll forget this conversation.
I probably will, because you remember I wasn't going to subscribe at all.
Oh, I know. I knew that was an empty promise. I was willing to bet money on that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and I can't blame you. It sounds like it was a successful season. I have not heard that many negative comments compared to how much gushing there has been over that season.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's, hey, that in itself, that sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to watch it.
Yep. Now, you watched something that I'm very curious about. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my queue. I want you to tell me about this Algorithms movie.
Oh, I thought you needed me to tell you about the new Straight Guy.
About the new what?
The new season of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you did. Because I did watch that as well.
Did you?
Should I be watching Punisher? Sure.
Wait, Queer Eye's back?
Yeah, Netflix exclusive, dude.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Brand new cast, too.
No kidding.
All new cast. And let me finish my point. Should I be watching Punisher?
Nah.
Should I be watching Altered Carbon?
Yes.
Should I be watching Electric Dreams?
Yes.
Absolutely. Did I watch all 8 episodes on a Sunday? Did I have a box of Kleenex and had to use said box during 6 of the 8 episodes? I sure did.
Wow.
Dude, I got news for you. Just like Intervention, Queer Eye is not all about fashion and etiquette and stuff like that. It is, but really it's the basis of how are you disconnected with your loved one? Mm-hmm. How did you lose that? When you were dating this person, you were this way. Now look at what you are. And just trying to like, and I get it. Like, and it's not even a straight dude thing. It's one of those like, everyone gets comfortable. Everyone gets complacent. And sometimes guys aren't equipped to like, how can I break out of that rut? I'm trapped in this rut. I can't figure out, like, we're not wired to think past that rut.
Mm-hmm.
And this show tackles that. And it's fascinating when a stranger comes into somebody's place and they're like, they say this to the guy. And then they're like, well, when you look at your wife, is she dressed this way? Oh, no. Every time we're together or we go out on the weekend, she dresses up and she likes to look good and she'll do her hair. And you can tell, like, in their head while they're saying it, they want to add in, like, but, you know, she likes doing her hair and dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right where this stranger who just met this guy stops him and is like, she cares enough for you to do this for you. She might like doing it. But essentially, she's doing it for you, to have you be attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't you be doing that for her? Wouldn't you? Don't you think she would like that same given back to her?
Mm.
And it's one of the, like, I'm telling you, it was fascinating how emotional it got for me. And at first, like, my wife was watching it and I was working. And she's like, do you mind if I watch this? I know we used to like the old series. Do you care? And I was like, nah, go ahead. And she started to watch the first episode. I'm working and I wrapped up things and I'm sort of listening to it. And then I walked in and I watched, like, you know, how they always do the reveal to the family of, like, the guy, like, oh, before, after.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, like, that looked interesting. And the cool thing about, and I'm sure the reason they do it same with Walking Dead is, it was all filmed in Georgia, and I'm pretty sure Georgia is giving huge tax breaks.
Oh, they have to, yeah.
Yeah, for production companies to be located in Georgia. So it was actually really interesting because the original series was in, and it's like, people who live in New York, they're a little bit more hipper than, you know, the center of America.
Mm-hmm.
So they already have one leg up. And they see people that are, like, well put together. You go down to Georgia, I mean, I love you some Georgia, don't get me wrong. But it's like, guess what? When you don't have fantastic stores to go to and the closest store is a Target, you really gotta figure out what the hell does Target have to make me look better.
Mm-hmm.
And sure as shit, one of the episodes, that's exactly where they took the family.
Mm.
And, like, you should be, you know, this is your daily, like, regiment in the bathroom, and he went through, like, exactly what you should be looking through at Target. Like, it was just so interesting to see it in Georgia. And there was one episode of a police officer, and one of the guys talked one of the guys who's on the, you know, the talent, he's the black etiquette dude.
Hmm.
And he was like, when I first heard I'm going to be dealing with, you know, a Southern police officer, you know, hey, there's a lot of stuff going on in society, blah, blah, blah. And that, even that, like listening to like the two different perspectives. And I mean, dude, this is freaking Queer Eye, but like the producers and editors cut it up enough that's like, this is a show that, like, families should be watching together. Like, it was fascinating.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really good. Very, very done. Shockingly well done.
I did not expect that.
Yeah, honestly, I was really, really pleased. It, like I said, we binge watched it all in one day. And I could not stop. And I was pissed when it was over. Because it was just like, and even Liz goes, you like to cry. And I'm like, you know what? It's the connection of like a lost parent. It's a connection, a reconnection of two people that loved each other that just sort of separated a little bit and like lost their way, lost why they, you know, found each other attractive and wanted to spend the rest of their lives with. And I mean, me and you have had this discussion. It's like, it's real easy to become complacent in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really hard to keep your wife constantly on a pedestal and make her feel special.
Sure.
Especially when you're married to them, because it's like, it's not like you're dating somebody, but I hate to say it. Nowadays, it's very easy for anyone just to be like, I'm out. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as this gets hard, peace. I'm out. I'm gone. And it was just, it was, and I even told Liz, I'm like, I'm sorry. This is all good cries. This is all like, this is stuff that just like, it affects me as well as reaffirms like, yeah, I see stuff like this in me and in my relationship with my wife. And if this is all it takes is just small little changes to like make my, like take my relationship to a better level or a higher level,
mm-hmm.
that's not too much to ask. Mm-hmm. And it's not like my wife's asking. That's the thing. But like in my head, I'm like, you know what? It reconfirmed like she does deserve a little better.
Right.
You know, if I can do better, why wouldn't I want to give that to her more? And it's like, oh, that was like, it was good. It was just, it was a very positive thing. And it was interesting that it was set in Georgia. That was fascinating to me because they also dealt with a really conservative religious dude.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys were like, so what's your opinion on gays? And it was fascinating to hear. He was like, oh boy. But back to your original topic, algorithm. I was so fascinated with, don't even know how that got on my radar. Maybe I was just looking for like, new release, like recently added stuff, but it was, my only complaint was it was 57 minutes and it almost felt like a TV series because of the running time.
Hmm.
And once I finished it, and granted, hey, I never took statistics in school. I never went too far down the math lane. I was much more like English and history, but they laid out like basic algorithms and basic rules to it. And like how, especially like computer language talks to each, like how they try to solve problems and they solve them differently. And then they visually showed you how it's done through examples. And it was really fun and interesting. And he even did like one game of like, God, what was it? It was like 13 pieces of chocolate and one hot pepper. I think it was 13. And you put it all in a glass bowl. And then he tells, it's like him against this other person. And he tells the other person, that you can pick one, two, or three pieces at a time. And you keep going until the hot pepper is left in the bowl. And he starts it off, and he's like, all right, I'll be conservative. And he picks out one. And then he lets the other person go. And he did this like three times on the show. And then he broke down what the mathematical algorithm of it was.
Mm.
And once he did that, it was like, that is the best parlor. It's one of those like, you just shared one of these like bar parlor room tricks that people would scam other dudes out of money like all night doing. And it was such a simple thing, but it was like, that's really cool. And then he broke down like, he did like a Sudoku puzzle, but he did a Sudoku puzzle that had like the, it was like a mega Sudoku puzzle. So instead of like 10 numbers ten numbers going across, mm-hmm. I think it was like 26 going across, 26 by 26. And he explained like some of like the algorithms put into that. It was just, it was interesting because I love when really smart people are so head and shoulders above where I am, mm-hmm. but they can break this complex idea down for somebody like me.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's a really hard thing to do. I think that's hard for teachers. I think that's rough when you have, when you're wrapping yourself into an issue or a problem. I think it would be really hard to explain that problem, especially like a number problem, you know, a mathematic problem, mm-hmm. to somebody who's not in that field.
Right.
But he was really good at it. So it just flew by. It was, for me, it was like, oh, I want more documentaries on like math. Like, I found it fascinating.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, I've got it on I've got it on my list of things to watch. So I like that kind of stuff.
You'll really dig it.
Yeah, I like that kind of.
Yeah, I can see you really having a good time with.
I recommended a podcast. Based on what you're telling me on this, I guess I'll recommend it here too. I think if you're on techie side, you'll definitely love it. But I think if you like sci-fi in general, you'll really like it. So, I read this book a few months ago. I think it came out last year. It's called After On. And, it's written by Rob Reed. Do you know Rob Reed?
No.
Okay. So Rob Reed is the guy that founded Rhapsody. Do you remember Rhapsody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Rhapsody for the young kids is, it was the Spotify of the 90s. And, so that's Rob Reed. And you know what? He's married to Morgan Webb.
Really?
Yeah. They're married.
Interesting.
So he's written a few books, which are pretty interesting. I can't remember the first one he did, but it was hilarious. God. If you look up Rob Reed, I'm sure you'll find it. But the first book he did is about like, humanity's first contact with aliens.
Ooh.
Except the rub is that humanity, like, pretty much sues the aliens for copyright infringement. because they've been, like, streaming music through the universe. Anyways,
That sounds like something we might do.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But anyway, he's got a new one out. It's called After On, and it's about an artificial intelligence. And it's very much like Silicon Valley, right? Like a lot of insider stuff. Cause he's been in the industry for a long time. So he understands how the industry works.
Sure.
But the book is mainly about this AI and how the AI becomes conscious and how the AI like tries to imitate humans and like what the AI does with the knowledge or whatever. And it's not a serious book either. There's serious topics, but, it's pretty humorous. So as a result, he wanted to do like a companion podcast to the book. And so he did, I want to say like 8 or 9 episodes the first season. And they were coming out like, I think the first episode came out when the book was released. And, he had Tom Merritt on for those episodes. I don't know if you know Tom. He used to work for like CNET and for, Leo Laporte's podcast network and all that. He's got his own podcast now. He did the Daily Tech News Show. Anyway, so the structure of the podcast for those episodes was the first half, Rob would interview an expert in a particular field. And those fields were topics that were key aspects of the book, right? So like there was like an expert on AI, like an expert on crypto, like things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second half, him and Tom would discuss the book. Like chapters at a time. So then he went on hiatus for a couple months and now the latest episode just came out and I can't remember the name of the lady he interviewed, but her story was freaking awesome. And I would say it was my favorite episode of the bunch. But she was kind of a hippie, and she ended up getting like a PhD or whatever. She helped create like LED or LCD screens, displays.
Wow. Yeah.
She worked for Google. She did a bunch of VR stuff at Facebook for Oculus. She was one of the co-founders of, I don't know if you remember the One Laptop per Child thing from years ago. Where they try to get like third world country kids to, they would like give them laptops.
Right.
They had made these laptops for like $100 a piece when laptops were retailing for like $1,500.
For sure.
I don't know if you ever saw those things. They had a crank handle on the side, and that's how you would power them, because they only used like 1 watt of power. So when the battery was running low, you would just crank it out.
I know they were looking into like solar.
Yeah,
Some way to power them solar, and then they decided to go the military route with the crank.
Yep, they went with the crank.
Yeah.
So she co-founded that company. She's done a bunch of stuff. Anyway, she's got a new startup now, and pretty much it's like about how now they're using MRI technology to like diagnose cancer and like all this other stuff, because it's more effective than mammograms, for example. And then it got really weird because she's talking about like how they're evolving MRI technology for other things. And one of the things that they're using it for is like telepathy, and mind control.
Ooh.
And then she went through this whole thing about how they use, it wasn't infrared, but it's like near infrared. Is that it? It's like similar to infrared, but it's between infrared and visible light.
Sure.
How they use that. To like fire neurons, in cells or like in like rats or whatever. And like all this stuff, it was just freaking awesome as hell because a lot of it seemed like super sci-fi, you know, but like this is stuff that her company's working on in a lab.
This stuff's actually coming to fruition, being thought up.
Oh, I know what the other one was. They're using MRI technology to, like record brain waves during REM sleep, and they've been able to decode the brain waves to get like an 8-bit image of what the people are dreaming about.
Dang.
And of course it's like black and white, like super low resolution, but they can like kind of see those images. And I gotta find the YouTube video. Apparently there's a YouTube video of this thing, this experiment.
Don't you just want to ask her to take all the money
to what?
To take all your money,
right?
Like, let me back this horse. It's sort of like backing Kevin Rowe. Just like, yeah, your track record's pretty darn good. Can I just invest now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, ooh, yeah, so good.
So, it's freaking awesome episode, and
that's great.
That's the After On podcast. It's really good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I don't like give her my money, but like maybe to invest. I don't know if I would want to use it.
Oh no, I don't want to use it. But I would love to invest in whatever product or endeavor she's doing.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Because like, so now, like when I watch Black Mirror, I'm like, well, that's not that sci-fi. Like, that's kind of already the thing. You know what I mean?
This is almost here.
Like, this will be out in like 2020.
Yeah. But, this is just fiction right now, or science. This is sort of applied science right now.
Yeah. Well, let me go off on that, because I'm curious. Because I've been trying to think about this, like, for a few days. Maybe even a little bit longer. I love sci-fi. You know that. I love sci-fi. But I wonder, like, how much of the stuff in sci-fi that I think is just so fucking cool, I would actually want in real life.
Oh.
And I wonder, in some respects, if, like, I'm not a tech geek in, like, idea, but in reality, I would maybe eschew some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want, like, my everyday recorded where I can play back my memory, right? Or, like, somebody else could play back my memories. I wouldn't want that. Or like,
boy, you wait for us to be an hour into this podcast, and now all of a sudden you're opening up this beautiful flower, and you don't expect me to jump right into this?
I mean, we don't have to dive deep into it. We can save it for a special occasion. We can save it for next time.
No, we are going into it right now.
Okay.
Martin Ferretti.
Yes. Nick Whitmore.
You just tell me if all of a sudden tomorrow you could wake up and this science fiction is fact. Would you be all on board? Knowing, or at least trying to think before answering, trying to think, one, you're an early adopter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the Jetsons and every car is flying. You're an early adopter.
Sure. I am.
You know, shit's going to go down. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen. Like, this is not, everything I bring up, none of it is perfected.
Okay.
So you're going to have to be an early adopter going through the bumps in the road.
Sure.
But would you be willing to do it? Okay. Martin Ferretti.
Yes.
Flying shoes.
No.
Not like flying like you're as high as an airplane. I'm saying like you're off the ground. The highest you're going is to the second floor of like a building. That's it. So like you could fall and break your neck, but you know, you could also fall and land on your legs and like, you know, you're not going to break a leg. Come on. You're only up 15 feet.
Here's the thing though, like why would I want flying shoes?
Because they're pretty dope.
Okay. I mean,
okay.
I guess that's okay.
No, you said no. That's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't forget the early adopter caveat.
I remember.
Martin Ferretti.
Yes.
The hover skateboard from Back to the Future.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
What about the interlit? And I know this is actually, but, you know, they're so pricey and out of the range that nobody can afford these, but the self-lacing shoes from Back to the Future.
Those are already a thing, dude.
I said they're already a thing, but they're not commonplace.
They're not commonplace.
You can't go and spend $80 and get self-lacing shoes.
No, of course not. No, I wouldn't want that. Let me tell you why. I never untie my shoelaces.
Oh, so you're just a slip-on all the time.
I slip on all the time.
If Nike could have those already laced for you, but they're not able to be unlaced, but they look cool the way they're laced, would you buy slip-on Nike shoes?
No.
No? Because you like to lace them. You like to lace them up the first time.
No. I lace them the first time, and that's it.
Right. Okay.
Because I know they're laced exactly to my shoe size, or like my foot size.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What about laser pistol?
I mean, that would depend. So if I was like a space commando.
You're not. You're waking up tomorrow.
Oh,
getting this.
Nah, never mind. Like, well, I would have no use for it.
Well, if you're into guns, it would just be a cool-ass gun.
Yeah, I'm not into guns. I don't hunt, you know, like I don't go to the shooting range. So I wouldn't want like a laser gun just to have.
Gotcha. What about flying cars?
You know, I thought about that a couple of weeks ago when I watched Blade Runner 2049 again.
Yeah.
Because they have flying cars.
Of course.
And of course, there's flying cars in Altered Carbon also.
Mm.
So, flying cars, maybe. But they'd have to be, super quiet, you know what I mean?
You're an early adopter.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't want that. I don't want, like, the flying cars we have now that are pretty much just, like, hover cars or airplanes with wheels.
No. These would be
like not legit.
Not close to Blade Runner awesomeness, but your car can hover, go up, and then you're flying through the sky.
And they're self-driving too, right?
No, because that was the next question.
Oh, okay.
They can't be self-driving because there has to be some element of danger. Because this is, you know, hey, you're an early adopter. Once you get up there, know that it isn't just you and like Elon Musk flying around there. It's just you, Richard Branson, and Musk fly. No, if it's affordable for you, then it's affordable for anyone who can afford it. My thought is, as soon as you go up above everyone, and you're thinking, I have the sky all to myself. It is going to be such a clusterfuck up there. Like, that is the most dangerous. Like, I would never want a flying car unless they, like, perfected it. No way in hell.
Well, if it's not self-driving, then no.
What about a self-driving car? I know they're
hell
out
yeah.
there. I
hell
get
yeah.
it.
Well, no, not really, because they're not, like, fully autonomous.
No, they're not. But, and they're also like, hey, we might... Will the car recognize, like, wildlife and try to swerve out of the way as it takes you right into a car? Maybe. Who knows? Maybe it's programmed that way. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I would be an early adopter.
Yeah?
For a self-driving car. Yeah, because I want to do something else. I hate driving. And I do enough of it as a Monday through Friday.
No, I'm with you on that. Fully autonomous? So hell yeah, bring it on.
And to be honest with you, if I get in a car accident, it's like, eh, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that could have happened if I was driving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I'd be all over that. What about I'm picturing like sort of a Matrix type design where it's a sleep bed, but you're sleeping almost on salt water, so you're like levitating.
Oh,
you know how? Like,
yeah, what are those called?
Sometimes those movies, they push you into like goo, and then it's like, now you're going to bed. Or it's like some of the sci-fi movies will have you like sleeping on top of salt water.
Yeah, those are a thing. The sleep deprivation chambers. Whatever they're called. Sensory deprivation.
Are we LeBron James? Who can afford that?
I'm going, what's that place open? In May? Yeah, I'm going in May.
Oh, look at you.
I've got a session reserved. There's a place opening up here.
I mean, we have stuff like that here in Chicago, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
But I think I would love it both ways.
Hmm.
I wouldn't mind sleeping on top of the liquid, or like, I always thought it was cool that like people just get submerged into this goo. But as long as it's transmitting either like, oh, and while you sleep, this goo's going to put the knowledge of, 3,000 books into your head every day.
Mm. Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Like if I'm multitasking while I'm sleeping, oh man, that would be the best. Or just guarantee me like, no, this will be the best sleep you'll ever have. You'll only need to sleep for 3 hours. You'll dream awesome dreams. And you'll wake up after 3 hours feeling like you slept. It's like, sign me up. Like, any way I won't lose 8 hours of sleep or 5 hours of sleep a night. Yes, sign me up for that. I will. You can early adopt me. And guess what? If it goes haywire and all of a sudden I'm in, like, Scanners 2, fine. I'm in Scanners 2. That's okay. Okay. Yeah, I deserve it because, I wanted to better my life. And if it goes to hell, it goes to hell. What about all of a sudden they offer you, like, and I'm going to rip this out of comics. Talk about comics. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What if they come to you and they say, Oren, we want to attach these large wings to your back.
I see where you're going.
And Martin Worthington III says,
no.
Wow. Okay.
Nope.
Because you don't want to have to alter all your sweet suits. Is that why?
Well, I also have a flying self-driving car.
That's true. That's true. Very true. Very true. But if you woke up and you weren't in the sci-fi universe and they just said, we will graft wings to your back and you could fly around yourself, would you?
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's a lot of work.
It seems like you have to eat a lot, right? Like, if I were the Flash, you'd be constantly eating.
Yeah, your whole day's taken up eating.
Yeah, no, screw that. That's too much work.
But if you're Warren, okay, it's not like, look at those wings. When have they ever shown in any of the X offshoot books? Like, oh, Warren's just going to get into this car and we're going to try, like, how do you fit those wings in a car? I know they've shown him in, like, hovercrafts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, realistically, how are you folding those wings? Like, you can't just have them, like, draped behind you in a convertible. That'd look ridiculous. I mean, it would be one thing if all of a sudden, like, you could have, like, the Vulture or somebody who's like, oh, this is a mechanical wings that I strap myself into. Then at least you're like, yeah, I'm normal, but when I strap on these sweet wings, now I'm flying around.
Right.
You know, that's the best of both worlds. But having them grafted to your back, I don't know if I would do that. It's too much.
Too much work.
Yeah, and then I'm like, am I exercising all day flying around?
Oh, God, it'd be so tiring, dude.
Yeah, and how do you sleep?
You can't.
Like, seriously.
You have to sleep in your stomach.
Yeah, or like on your side with one of your wings bent out, like,
ugh.
I don't know. Ugh. I don't. No, thank you.
This is too much work.
Yes.
Definitely no wings.
Okay. All right. Now, this is the last one.
Okay.
And this might be the most important
one. Oh.
Would you take all of the advancements that was given, and I know it's crazy to even think about it, all the advancements that was given to the $15 million man. Or would you take all of the advancements that Jamie Summers, the Bionic Woman, received?
I don't know. I kind of like the Bionic Woman better, to be honest.
Because you want the hearing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Over the eye.
Over the eye. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. I want to hear, like, if something's coming, I want to hear it.
Yeah,
I don't really
care
about seeing it.
Well, screw that. Plus, if you live in the city, how far can you see? Like, maybe 100 yards in front of you? Tops?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Screw the eye.
I'm right there with you. Like, Steve Austin, guess what? When he's out looking for Bigfoot, okay, I get it. The eye might help in a forest situation. Mm. But other than that, come on. Where are you going to live? Nevada? So there's the flatlands? What? No. I want to hear stuff.
Oh, that's too funny.
Thanks for going down that road.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Hey.
I always think about those advancements. I'm always like, man, I wonder if I would actually take those.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Because, you know, Elon Musk is crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, how much crazy would I follow Elon with? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to go to Mars, I'm totally down. I tell my wife all the time. If Elon comes up to me and says, Martin, you have a free ticket to Mars, I'm fucking going. You know what I mean? I'm there. Just tell me, baby. Elon Musk, I'm pleading to you on this podcast. If you want to give me a free ticket to Mars, count me in. I'm on the way already. Some other stuff, like, I don't know, like the boring company thing he's doing. Like, I don't know if I want to be a mole man. You know what I'm saying?
But, so you're like, baby, we are going to be together for the rest of our lives. Here's my caveat. Is she's like, what, the one famous person if you ever met you had to have sex, you can have sex with,
nope,
with consent? Is you're like, no. Elon Musk gives me the golden ticket. Baby, I'm not even kissing you goodbye. I might not even come home. I'm on the rocket ship. I'm gone.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Exactly.
That's just who I am. You got to deal with that.
You got it. You got it. So, for sure. And then, like, my wife knows I've been wanting a Tesla.
Yeah.
Once they have, like, a regular, affordable model.
They're getting there.
Then count me in.
Yeah, they're getting there.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not even a car guy, and that just sounds fascinating to me.
But see, then he does, like, super crazy shit. Like, I don't want to buy your flamethrower, Elon Musk. You know what I mean? I don't want that.
Or his rechargeable battery.
Yeah, his rechargeable battery. I think those were, like, what was it, like, unused? Oh, no, it was like, Tesla batteries that weren't strong enough for the Tesla. So they just, like, instead of throwing them away or whatever, they just resell them as phone batteries. Like, that's pretty smart, you know what I mean?
But for sure.
I don't want your phone batteries, Elon Musk.
But it's a great icebreaker.
Oh, sure. Oh, and it's Tesla, it's got a Tesla logo on it, right?
But wherever you go, you can just be like, you know what's in that phone? Tesla battery. Really? Like, that's an instant, like, whoever it is, you have that, like, cornered. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to know more about, like, Tesla's doing a phone battery? Oh, funny story.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. Come on over here. Let's talk.
I love Elon. Think about how awesome it would be, like, to have so much money, you just do the randomest shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And nobody thinks it's weird because you're actually doing it. Right? Like, think about if he wasn't doing any of the stuff that he says he's going to do, then he'd be like every other rich dude, right? Be like, yeah, Elon Musk, you're so funny.
It's like Richard Garriott.
Mm-hmm.
When all of a sudden he's like, you know what I like and I'm all in for? I want to be a knight. And I want to build my own castle. And I want to have a mug. And it's like, that guy just did what he said he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
A little crazy, but I can respect a little crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to say it, like, imagine Richard Branson if he actually was Elon Musk's, like, generation.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because the only thing that held him back was technology.
Mm-hmm.
He had some crazy ideas, but, oof, yeah, oh, I love it. I love it.
One day, I'll get to hang out with Elon.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up, Nick.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. to the one and only flagship podcast of this fine Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get in touch with us. Hey.
Sorry to cut you off during your outro.
Shame on you.
The book that you brought up about with the podcast,
yes.
is that available in audiobook format?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was going to be part of my outro.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, I forget. Nick is at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geek Vine. The show is at Nerdy Legion. If you want to check out After On by Rob Reed, you can head on over to nerdylegion.com/audible and get it for free. And if you don't like it, then that's too bad. But guess what? It was free. And you get to keep it forever. So quit your whining. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good one.